We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V. E. Howard.
Thank you and greetings, my friends. We continue the discussion of the subject, the Godhead, one or three. There are those who affirm that there is only one person in the Godhead. In the previous lessons, we have discussed the fact that the Bible teaches that there are three distinct persons of the Godhead: God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God the Father acknowledged Christ as His Son on different occasions. On one occasion, when Jesus was baptized of John in the River Jordan, Matthew 3:16-17, it is said, "And Jesus, when He was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto Him, and He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon Him. And lo, the voice from heaven saying, This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." God had a Son. His Son was on the earth. His Son was baptized in the River Jordan. And then on the Mount of Transfiguration, it was announced from heaven by God the Father, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him." God has a Son. His Son was upon this earth with complete authority, the authority of the Father to offer remission of sins in the name of the Son. Jesus Himself declared that all authority and power in heaven and on earth was given unto Him. And He commissioned His disciples to go into all the world and spread this gospel news, that men might become children of God. He said, "Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Yes, there is God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit, three distinct personalities. I should like to propose some questions for consideration here, in view of the fact that it is argued by some that there is only one person in the Godhead. 1. If God and Christ are one person only, then was Jesus standing on His own right hand when it was said of Stephen, looking up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God? Acts 7:55. 2. If God and Christ be one person only, did Jesus teach His disciples to pray a lie, "Our Father, who art in heaven"? Matthew 6:9. 3. If God and Christ were only one person, did Christ leave God Himself, yet at the same time bring God Himself to the earth, while at the same time He sent Himself? Jesus declared, "For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of Myself, but He sent Me." John 8:42. 4. If Jesus is God and the Son is the Father, just one person only, does He know what only the Father knows, yet He doesn't know what the Father knows? He is both Himself and not Himself. He knows, but He doesn't know. Hear the Son, and I say, are you listening? Of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but My Father only. Matthew 24:36. Question 5. If God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit are only one person, why should the sin against the Holy Spirit be more grievous than the sin against the Son or the Father? Jesus said, "And whosoever speaketh the word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come." Matthew 12:32. Question 6. If God and Christ are the same person, then when the Jews killed Christ, did they kill God? And was not the ruler of the earth in the grave 3 days? Question 7. Christ on the cross requested God His Father to receive His Spirit. If they are just one person, how could the Father receive the Spirit of the Son when both the Father and the Son died on the cross? If the Father is the Son, then the Father died when the Son died, and the Son was delirious when He said, Father, receive my spirit. There was no Father to receive his spirit according to this false teaching. Question 8. How could God and Christ be only one person when the Bible declares that the disciples saw Jesus, but no man has ever seen the Father God? Read John chapter 1, verse 18. 9. Christ declared that he came to do his Father's will, but not his own will. If that is but one person, yet with two wills of two persons, how could that be? Read John chapter 4, verse 34, and John 6, 38, 39. Question 10. Christ said that he had flesh and bones, but the Bible says, God is a spirit. Luke 24, 39, John 4, verse 24. If one person only is God, flesh and bones. 11. In 1 Corinthians 15, 24, Christ declared that he would deliver the kingdom to God his Father. Did he deliver the kingdom to himself? Question 12. If God and Christ are the same person, then are they the son of Abraham and David? Matthew 1, verse 1. This would make God the son of Adam. Luke 3, 23, 38. Yet, Adam was created by God. Question 13. If God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit were one person only, then Christ could not be the Son of God unless he were the Son of himself. Matthew 16, 16, 17, it is revealed. And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. To affirm that God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit constitute one person is to deny that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. What infidelity in the name of religion! Question 14. If God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit were only one person, then how could Jesus be the mediator between God and man, as taught in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5? A mediator is one who stands between, or goes between. How could a person stand between two or more persons when there is only one person? Is it possible to have something between when there isn't anyone to be between? Christ, as our mediator, stands between God, his Father, and man. More than one person, my friends. Question 15. If the Bible does affirm that the Spirit came to this earth, in Acts 2, verse 4, while in Acts 2, verse 33, it is revealed that Christ was seated at the right hand of God in heaven. If God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit were only one person, when the Spirit came to earth, who was left in heaven seated at the right hand of God? Who was God? Who was Christ? Who were those two persons who were left in heaven? Were they impostors just pretending to be God and Christ? Question 16. When Christ was baptized, he was on earth, God was in heaven. The Holy Spirit descended from heaven. Matthew 3, 16, 17. Could such be possible if there is only one person in the Godhead? Are there not three persons of the Godhead identified in this Scripture? 17. Did Christ offer himself to himself? In Hebrews 9, verse 14, it is revealed that Christ offered himself without spot to God. Question 18. If God and Christ are one person only, is Christ greater than himself? He said, My Father is greater than I. John 14, verse 28. Question 19. In John 16, 7 through 10, Jesus said that God would send the Holy Spirit to the apostles. Was Jesus talking about himself while at the same time he was both in heaven and on earth, promising that he would send himself from himself? Question number 20. Was Christ so confused while on earth as to tell the apostles that it was necessary for him to leave them in order for him to send himself back to them? Then He would reveal His message to Himself and guide them into all truth. Such would be the case if God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit were only one person. Beloved, Christ was not confused, but oh, how people may be confused today when they reject God's Word. Jesus spoke the truth when He said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you." Furthermore, He declared, "Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever things He shall hear, that shall He speak. He shall show you the things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine and shall declare it unto you." John 16:7-14. The persons of the Godhead with their respective offices and work were so distinctive that the Son and the Spirit were not on earth at the same time in their distinctive personalities. John records, "But this spake He of the Spirit, which they that believe on Him should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." John 7:39. Christ the Son promised to send the Spirit when He returned to the Father, as we have read in John 16:7. The work and office of the Son and the Spirit were distinct, and one did not transgress the other. The Spirit was subject to the Son, sent by the Father, to carry forth the administration of God's will toward man. No steps could be taken in establishing the kingdom and in propagation of the truth until the Holy Spirit came to direct and execute the administration of it. The apostles were commanded by the Son, "Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." Luke 24:49. In Acts 1:4-5, Luke records that Jesus charged them not to leave the city of Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit had come. The most significant sentence in all literature is the opening sentence of the Bible, "In the beginning, God." A phrase that transcends the magnitude of all human wisdom. God is a person, the originator and founder of the heavens and the universe and all things therein. He is the uncreated, pre-existent, self-existent, almighty being without beginning of days or ending of years, from everlasting to everlasting. Christ is the Son of God, who being in the form of God thought it not to be robbery to be equal with God, the Bible says, but made Himself of no reputation and took Himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also highly exalted Him and gave Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Revealed in Philippians 2:6-11. Christ Jesus is a person, your personal Savior, if you will let Him be. The Holy Spirit is a person, a divine, intelligent, speaking personality, one of the Godhead three. He is not a ghost, clouded in mysticism, making mysterious descents from heaven, striking the souls of men, causing them to fall prostrate on the ground or at an altar. The Holy Spirit was with the Father and the Son in the chamber of the high courts of heaven when the world was created. His work with God the Father and Christ the Son continues today, directing through the Word of God the souls of men in paths that lead to God. We must recognize, revere, and obey God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus Himself declared in Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone that saith unto Me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of My Father who is in heaven." And then the Son pictures the judgment day when He said, "Many shall say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy by Thy name, and by Thy name cast out demons, and by Thy name do many mighty works?" Then will I profess unto them, Depart from me that work iniquity, for I never knew you. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit are three distinct personalities, and man of this earth has a distinct responsibility toward each. Christ is the author of salvation unto all them that obey Him. Have you obeyed the Lord?